In much of the country this week, the greatest show is not on Earth, but up above it. The Northern Lights are providing some spectacular displays. Stargazers in most of the lower 48 have been treated to sightings of the Aurora Borealis, red, green, and white lights. One amateur astronomer who has seen them and photographed them for his website is software engineer Anthony Arrigo in Park City, Utah. Mr. Arrigo, tell us about the sky on Sunday night over Park City.
It was just a beautiful display. You know, usually don't get the lights to come down this far south, but skies were clear. And shortly after dark, we started with a whitish-greenish glow on the northern horizon, which pretty quickly progressed to a bright green in the due northern sky, flanked on either edge by displays of red. And we had some light pillars that shot up kind of white light, which turned into red light, and it was a pretty spectacular display.
How many hours were the lights out there in the sky?
The lights went all night. Cloud cover rolled in a couple of hours after it began in Park City, so we got to see a couple of hours worth, and that was a nice treat.
Now, you're part of a group of amateur astronomers in Utah.
Yes, I am.
Did you find yourself out watching with others on Sunday night once you realized what a display there was?
I did. I walked around with the cell phone calling everybody I knew, and had a buddy of mine over. My partner Don came over with his camera, and we were taking pictures, and my wife was out with our little girl, and I was trying to explain to a 14-month-old that she was seeing the northern lights. I'm not quite sure she caught the concept, but I had fun showing it to her.
Well, while we have you, for those over 14 months, a little bit older, why don't you just give us an explanation of what the northern lights actually are?
Okay. The Earth has a magnetic field around it, which kind of protects it and is just there on a regular basis. And the sun has a strong magnetic field. Periodically, due to solar flares and other events on the sun, those magnetic fields actually get mixed up. And it's this mixing of the charged particles and in our magnetic field and our upper atmosphere, oxygen, molecules and stuff. As all of this is transpiring, the entire system gets charged up and begins to glow. There's actually a good chance the next couple of nights that this trend will continue. So anybody who's under clear skies should keep an eye on the northern horizon, because things are, you know, the atmosphere is fully charged and we just keep getting activity on the sun, kind of poking it and prodding it along.
How accurately forecast are these things? When you say we might see it, apart from the cloud cover, what the weather is, I mean, do we know that this will continue?
It's not an exact science, but I guess it, you know, neither is weather forecasting, but they have a pretty good idea of when something is going to happen. And, you know, certainly the more northern your location, you know, if you're up in Alaska or Canada, up that way, if they say you're probably going to see it, you're probably going to see it. When it makes it down by us, is certainly less of a sure thing, but certainly, like I said, at this point, things are pretty well charged, and certainly the northern tier of U.S. states will probably see it. So people in Montana, Wyoming, Maine, etc., will likely see it if skies are clear, and if it turns out to be a fairly powerful storm, which they're thinking at this point, you know, middle tier states, Utah, Colorado, Ohio, a big display has the, you know, potential to pretty much let anybody who's got access to clear, dark skies to see the event.
Well, Anthony Arrigo, thank you very much for talking
to me. Thanks for having me.
Anthony Arrigo is a software engineer in Park City, Utah. You can see a picture from his website, a picture of the Aurora Borealis, at our website, npr.org.